The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver, Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. We are live in studio tonight, and we are looking forward to a very powerful program. We also hope and pray you would be part of the program by calling in and being my guest, as it were. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. We have, as I'm sure you've heard, rain in the forecast again tomorrow. I don't know. I had a weird week. Maybe part of it's the rain, but I just feel a little off. In fact, tonight, sitting in the other studio, doing some work online, and realized I'm on the air in like 2 minutes. So came in here, set up. I realized I don't have my stand-up where I put my papers. That was at home. It's just weird. I don't know what it is. I can attribute it to a whole array of things. I'm not a dark cloud, rain-filled kind of guy. I don't think I could ever live in the Pacific Northwest. I like sunshine. I like heat. And there's some information that, in the bigger scheme of things, means nothing. I'm telling you. We're in for a show tonight. 800-222-KABC. One of the things I hope to share tonight a little bit, and I'd love to get your feedback, is we have now, we're what, 2 weeks into the new year. We have a supposedly a new house on Capitol Hill. We've got political shenanigans happening seemingly every day. The news media is reporting it the way that they do. And the question I want to ask, and really do I do it on the program? We usually just have a free flow of calls. But here's the question I'd like to ask. By the way, on the screen, preparing for the storm. That's another thing. Let me do a, I'm telling you, it's going to be one of those nights. Let me do a little digression here. It is amazing to me to watch, whenever we get some rain, what happens to Southern California. It's like it's Armageddon. It's the end of the world. I'm fascinated by news reports that tag it to things like global warming or climate change. And anyone with a whip of interest in researching it for themselves, this is not really anything out of the ordinary. We have had seasons historically where we've had a lot of rain, other times not so much rain. But the thing, one of the many things that amaze me is the unwillingness in our state to have a will to collect some of this stuff when it rains. You know, there's a shot on the screen, local news, preparing for the storm, and they're showing all the rain runoff. It's like, it's still preparing for the storm. Still, we're in a severe drought. I mean, it's just doom and gloom all the time. And I don't want to minimize some of this. There was a loss of life, some loss of life. I mean, obviously, I heard our good friend Frank Motek on the way out wishing everybody, you know, drive safely. I concur that. But if you've ever been or lived in the Midwest, you know, you want to talk about living in the elements where it gets really gnarly. That would be it. And yet local news here in SoCal, man, it's like they just go for it. I watched kind of a funny spoof on Twitter. I thought it was a spoof, and it was actually a legitimate news person in some smaller market where she's outside, panicked to no end, saying, "Don't go outside, don't drive, stay inside, be careful." And I'm thinking, I like to think I'm a logical, reasonable guy. I don't take risks that are foolish. I'm not saying, you know, go outside and drive 80 down the freeway and risk hydroplaning when it's a downpour. And there's Gavin on the screen. National Guard works to protect Montecito. I've got a good friend lives in Montecito. They got evacuated, and evidently things are fine now. There's the governor. Look at that handsome lad. He's got to be the president next, don't you think? I think maybe I'm going to switch from a independent libertarian and get on the Gavin Newsom bandwagon. I mean, the guy has done such marvelous things for our state, hasn't he? He's just a juggernaut of information and wisdom and compassion. Good Lord. Anywho, I told you it was a digression. 800-222-KABC. Man, this is maybe one of those nights I shouldn't be on the air. I kind of forgot where I went before I digressed. It's been one of those weeks. I don't know. We do have rain in the forecast tomorrow. I'm actually probably going to drive to Las Vegas tomorrow. Here's a little bit of a side note. I was, for many years of my life, very much into sports and serious. We're talking about serious competition. I had my brief stint kind of up the ladder in basketball, but I've really appreciated all of the blessings of sports. And I am also a man of faith. And so maybe some of you were at one time or maybe still are a Raider fan. And I'm driving to Vegas to see Derek Carr. We have some mutual friends. He's preaching Sunday morning at a church. And this is a man that gave 9 years of his life to the Raiders. And I'm not going to turn it into a sports show. But I want to read to you his Instagram post. If you don't know, Derek Carr, quarterback of the Raiders, 2 weeks before the season ended, they just kind of kicked him to the back 40 and said, you know, you're gone. Thank you so much after 9 years. He signed a big contract in the spring, which I don't think they're going to honor most of it. This man loves the Lord, and he's a class act. This is what he posted. And if you want to talk about this as well, 800-222-KABC. Raider Nation. It breaks my heart I did not get an opportunity to say goodbye in person. We certainly have been on a roller coaster in our 9 years together. From the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful and appreciative of the years of support you gave to my family and me. We had our share of both heartbreaking moments and thrilling game-winning drives, and it always felt like you were there next to me. It is especially hard to say goodbye because I can honestly say that I gave you everything I had, every single day in season and in the off season. It certainly wasn't perfect, but I hope that I was able to leave you with more than a few great memories as Raider fans. Thank you to the city of Oakland for taking us in. Thank you to the city of Las Vegas for allowing us to proudly call you home. Thank you to the organization, my teammates, all my coaches, staff, and everyone that helped me these last 9 years in those two buildings. Thank you to all of Raider Nation that supported, encouraged, pushed, and uplifted me at different times along this journey. Raider Nation is truly special. I once said that if I'm not a Raider, I would rather be at home, and I meant that, but I never envisioned it ending this way. The fire burning inside of me to win a championship still rages, a fire no man can extinguish, only God. So I look forward to a new city and a new team who, no matter the circumstance, will get everything I have. Winning a championship is what I've always wanted and what I will continue to work towards. God bless you all with love. DC4, Derek Carr. This man is a class act. And so I'm going to drive to Vegas and see him preach. Daryl Strawberry, one of my best friends, is good friends with Derek. I called Daryl yesterday. And here's the bottom line, and listen closely, please. I'm not just talking from a sports perspective. This is a life perspective. Now, I'm not saying he's hurting for money. He's probably got more money than he knows what to do with. His priorities are not about money. His priorities are God and family. And in the spring, new contract, touted, highly touted, looking into the season, they were going to have a great season. Everything falls apart. That's the thing about the public, being a public figure. You know, you're a hero one moment and a goat the next. Goat in terms of not the G-O-A-T goat. So he went from, in a sense, the upper echelon to the pits. Man, they kicked him to the curb. And he just does nothing but exude class. Thanking everybody, humble, still very much passionate about life. But more than anything, passionate about his relationship with God. So you better believe it. I'm going to drive to Vegas and listen to him preach and spend a moment with him and just look in his eyes and say thank you. And he don't know me from Adam. We should strive to be more like men of God. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up in a few weeks. And also another man of God that I just met recently. We've got some calls on the screen, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. And later this hour, I'm going to read a commentary from a man I hold in very high regard. Oh, I know what I started to talk about before I got so sidetracked. Do you have a sense that, how do I say this? This country is really in trouble. Like, we've got some real issues. There is a commentary called The Coup We Never Knew. I need to read this to you. This is powerful. Also, your phone calls, 800-222-5222. And we'll be back with more. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I know for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. I never know the bumper that Wayman's going to play. That song by Johnny Cash really rocks me. God's going to cut you down. Welcome back to the program, Talk Radio 790 KABC. On a sad note, I've just got a couple emails, people saying, are you going to mention the tragic death of Lisa Marie Presley? I mean, I don't know what else to say other than it is a tragedy, and we need to pray for her family. But, you know, I know the media is really on it because of the Presley history, and it's just sad. I mean, I got an email from somebody upset with me that last week I didn't comment on the Buffalo Bill player who collapsed during the game, that I didn't speculate on the air how he may have, you know, had his cardiac arrest. I'm not that kind of program. I'm not going to sit here and go, gee, let's open the phones. How do you think what contributed? Or many people jump on the, well, she probably got vaccinated. Look, I am very critical of information that has not been released to the public, covered up, censored, blocked. But I'm not going to sit here and like I have the market cornered on truth. I strive for truth, but I'm not God. And I think there's a level of sensationalism that is popular in social media and a great level of propaganda in the mainstream media. And it makes me sick. It's really hard for me to even spend a moment watching any news outlets. And it's funny, tonight on both big screens, we got the news going. I'm trying not to look. Normally we have other programming. But I guess what I'm saying in an indirect way, Philip and Costa Mesa, I'm going to take you in a second. It's easy to get distracted. I'll just speak for myself. I'm probably the only one. It's easy to get distracted. You go on your phone, social media. I'm just going to, you know, spend a moment on Instagram. Next thing you know, 40 minutes go by. You'll never get that 40 minutes back. Or you want to be well-read and up to date on the news, so your good intention. I'll watch, you know, the top of the hour news, and you're 15 minutes in, and you wonder why you're so depressed. It's just doom and gloom stuff. But for me, it's even a deeper issue. I think we all have a seminal presence inside where we can discern truth from lie. I actually think God put that in us. The Bible talks in Romans 1 that God wrote his law on everybody's heart, whether you acknowledge it or not. So somehow, I absolutely am convinced we have a discernment inside where we go, no, that's not so accurate. And yet, we live in a day and age, it just seems like, man, people just spout lies boldly without any conscience whatsoever. People in positions of high authority in government, for instance. And My sense is most people aren't buying it. Like somehow, just because it's stated as truth, I'd like to think more and more people are kind of waking up and going, no, I question that. Or no, that's just an outright lie. And then you get the State Department spokeswoman. She's a lot of fun to watch, isn't she? Oh, my goodness. But bottom line, don't be distracted in this life. Live your life to its fullest every day. We never know if tomorrow is even going to be here. Be kind. That doesn't mean be soft. That doesn't mean be nice. I have a men's ministry. We're all about being God-fearing, but that doesn't mean we're just nice pushovers where, you know, we're just a bunch of softies. Have you looked out into the world lately? For me, I call it what is. I think evil is just now unrestrained virtually, where it doesn't even mask itself anymore. And I think good people need to stand up and push back and say no. And you just pick an area. I mean, there's probably 1,000 areas that you can throw your hat in the ring and get involved and try to right wrongs or push back on something. It's everywhere. But use your time wisely, because distraction is definitely something that is popular for a lot of reasons, and it does not serve you at all in no way, shape, or form. All right. We have a few lines open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. In a short time, the coup we never knew. But for now, we'll talk to Philip in Costa Mesa. Philip, you're on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hello, Philip. Felipe, are you there? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Share, if you would.
My point was my stepdaughter was born in 2000, student at Berkeley. And last time we had good storms like this was in the 80s. It was triple head high. Only spot you go out was Swami's. I think in 86, the pier was knocked down by a storm. And she's never experienced, like, good weather like we're having now.
Yeah, I'm lost. I don't know if this is a spoof call or you just can't articulate your point.
I said I was going to talk about the weather. You're talking about storms that were
so
happening.
You're telling me Berkeley, Northern Cal, has never seen anything like this since the 80s?
Oh, no. She's a student at Berkeley. And being that she's going there.
By the way, I'm sorry, but go ahead.
And she was born in 2000. I don't think the kids has seen really good weather like we're having now.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Philip. Let us move on and talk to Raul in Highland Park. Raul, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC.
Hi, Frank. Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm furious. I heard something on the radio today. It's unbelievable. Have you heard of SB 960?
I have not, but I see on the screen what it is, or at least what you said it is. Share with the listeners who may not know.
Yes, they're going to this bill has been passed and signed by the Assembly and the State Senate. That's going to remove. It says here, if I can just read real quick, just a real quick paragraph. The bill would remove the provision that requires peace officers to either be a citizen of the United States or be a permanent resident who is eligible for and has applied for citizenship, and would instead require peace officers be legally authorized to work in the United States and make conforming changes. I don't know what that means. But also regarding education, usually, you know, they'll require a high school diploma, a four-year degree. They're saying they're going to include what they call COGNIA. Have you heard of this? It says this bill would revise the accreditation standards to include an organization holding full membership in COGNIA, which is, I guess, an international organization. So you're going to have a bunch of foreigners arresting Americans here. I mean, see, this Democrat Party has become a globalist party who have no patriotism, who are, I believe, they're un-American, who don't believe in the Constitution, who are willing to allow people to come in here illegally and become peace officers. There are already people in government positions that have no legal standing in our country, Frank. Can I get your opinion on that?
Yeah, I have a question. Actually, two questions. You know, sure. This is the case in the military as well, don't you?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's a new one on me.
Here's the other question. I'll just make it in a statement. If you want to really lose some sleep, investigate what's happening now overseas with United Nations troops training in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of them. You know, the blue helmets? And if anybody still adds 2 + 2 = 4, you may want to really kind of go, well, training today, where are all of those UN troops going to be tomorrow? Something to think about. Food for thought. Thank you, Raul. I appreciate the call. Hey, it's good to hear from you. Yep. Happy New Year. Yeah, food for thought, if that's the kind of food you like to eat. Some like tofu, and they're vegans. Some like just meat, carnivores. Some like the salad. I don't get too deep in that stuff. But I do think it's important that you stay well-read. We talked about the World Economic Forum last week. Klaus Schwab and his band of idiots dictating policies globally to the rest of the world. If you missed last week's program, you should go to the podcast, franksontag.com. I talked in part about Klaus Schwab saying no individual should be allowed privately to own a home or a car. These people are, well, they're leftists. And the masses keep going along with, well, whatever the ruse of the day is. And we had a good trial run with COVID for a couple of years. Last point, we'll break and come back with more calls and the coup you never knew. Here's a story. I'm sure you didn't see this on the local news or even the national news. All new cars in the United States will be required to install kill switches by 2026. These were mandated in a recent infrastructure bill. The reason why? Why have a kill switch in a car that the government can control? Well, the answer they're giving you is allegedly to stop drunk drivers. Oh, yeah, that's why. A kill switch in your automobile. Obviously, people that have a whip of intelligence say that could potentially be about governmental abuse. And we talk about the World Economic Forum again, trying to advance their agenda. All right, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. When we return, the coup we never knew. If you care about this country at all, you want to stay tuned and listen to this commentary. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. By the way, if you miss any portion of this program, we are on every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. You can virtually almost immediately after the program listen to the entire show in the podcast section of our website, franksontag.com. All of the shows are up there if you missed any, and we urge you to do that. Also, if you are on social media and you're not following us, there are a few areas I would urge you to, well, do one and the same. We are on Instagram. There are two pages. Mine, simply, my personal page is Frank Sontag. And then my men's ministry page is KMG Ministries. We're on Facebook as well and Twitter and all the other places. Please click follow us and keep up with whatever's going on. And the last thing, speaking of what is going on, we're about 6 weeks out. We have our first men's event locally here in Los Angeles. It will be happening Saturday, February the 25th. It's an afternoon event from 1 to 7 at Angelus Temple in Los Angeles. We partner with the Dream Center. If you don't know about the Dream Center, I invite you to find out all the incredible healing, blessing work that they do there, Pastor Matthew Barnett and company. So we're going to do this at the Dream Center that Saturday, and it is called Sons of Thunder. It's time to rise. We're also going to do a bit of battle plans. We've got some incredible speakers. I'm looking at the latest, a man named Eddie Penny, who I didn't know a few weeks ago. He is a former SEAL Team 6 operator, and this guy, he has he's lived probably 10 lifetimes already. And I saw a five-minute video podcast of him, five hours worth. And I was like, wow, who is this guy? And so I just started doing some snooping, investigating. I found what I thought was maybe a contact. Long story short, he called me and he said, so what's KMG Ministries? And I told him, I said, we're a men's ministry that challenges men to seek God in their lives and take back ground that maybe they've given up. And he says, what does that mean? I said, a lot of men have tapped out, walked away from a marriage, a family, or struggle with substance, pornography. There are many men out there that just are living a defeatist life, like somehow their past mistakes are not reconcilable. And we say no at our ministry. We share God's truth with men, and we believe God is a God of reconciliation. I do believe there's a spiritual battle going on, and more than anything, I think there is a calling on men right now to step up. So the event that Saturday in 6 weeks is free. We're not charging anything. You do need to register online, though, at franksontag.com, and we will see. It may sell out shortly. We may have room the morning of the event. We've done both with other events in the past. But I think this one in particular is going to be very noteworthy and important for anyone to attend. Last addendum. We do not push faith hard, although we are a Christian men's ministry. I had a guy email me last week. I really want to go. I'm not a Christian. He mentioned Daryl Strawberry. My good buddy's going to be there. He goes, I'd really like to see Daryl and listen to him speak, but I'm not a Christian. And I messaged him back and I said, that's not a requirement. Heck, I know lots of Christian men that don't really emulate what it means to be a Christian. So it will be an important day. And if you're a woman listening right now and you maybe have a man in your life, husband, son, brother, uncle, pray about making mention of this event to them, because this is going to be a big deal. Angelus Temple has been closed all year, or last year. Their roof caved in. It's a very old auditorium. And so they're going to reopen. The plan is a week or two before our event. And so we're going to, in a sense, celebrate LA. We've got some great speakers. We're going to do a Q&A for the first time as well. And if your excuse is you don't have money, it's free, but you do need to register online, franksontag.com. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. One of the reasons I sit in this air studio is our sponsors. And earlier today, I got PRP in my left shoulder. If you know what PRP is, it's platelets-rich plasma, I think. What they do is, many years ago, the first time I heard about PRP was probably 10 years ago. Kobe Bryant talked about it, and he had to fly to Germany to do it. PRP is, they take your blood, they spin it, and they separate certain, I don't know all the ins and outs, but certain parts of your blood. And they don't purify it. I don't know the words, but they separate it, and then they shoot back into an injured area, and it promotes healing in that area. And so I had a torn rotator cuff in my right shoulder. I had PRP about, 6 months ago. And my shoulder's like 90%. My left one I tore as well. Former basketball player doing not the smartest things. So I got PRP in my left shoulder. Rejuvenu is the place to go. They're in Pasadena. John Shea and Floyce Shea started it. They have regenerative procedures, rejuvenation. They do face stuff. They do, if maybe you're struggling with your immune system or diet, they have, you know, vitamin drips. You go in there and you sit for about half an hour and you get an IV of all sorts of good vitamins to boost your system. They do everything there. They are in Pasadena. Their number is 626-551-4800. You need to consider doing something good for yourself or maybe a family member or a loved one or a friend. 626-551-4800. Rejuvenu.com. Rejuvenu is spelled R-E-J-U-V-A and then Y-O-U. Rejuvenu.com. And I'll be honest. In the next few weeks, I'll tell you how my shoulder's doing. I'm not going to just crack the mic and promote things. Kind of drives me nuts. Promote things and all you hear is, you need this product, you need to do this. It always works. Look, I do not put my voice behind anything that I do not know personally or has not helped me. And John Shea, I've known for almost 10 years. He's an amazing man. He does a lot of very cutting edge things. And so, you know, just even things like if you wake up and you got achy joints, whatever, they can help you rejuvenate. So my invitation to follow up and do so. We're going to pause 1 minute early. And when we get back, the coup you never knew. And I'll give you a little bit of a tip off. It's written by Victor Davis Hanson. If you don't know who Victor Davis Hanson is, I can tell you a little bit about him. I think he's one of the most brilliant minds we have today in our country. Also, phone lines are open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. What is on your mind? What's in your heart? What would you like to share or talk about or even debate? We have a wide open board. You'll talk to Trish when you call in. She's the woman that you speak with before you get on the air with me. I'm always blessed to say Wayman is in master control, making sure everything is running smoothly. And my name is Frank Sontag, and this program just happens to be called The Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I can change the world. Thank you for joining us here on The Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. A special shout out to Jack, Brophy, and Tyler. All three of you emailed me and said how much you like the program. Thank you. It's very kind of you. If you are listening to the program and don't know our private email address here, let me share it with you, as Jack, Brophy, and Tyler just did. It's frank@kmgministries.com. If you'd like to send me an email, you're welcome to do so. Speaking of emails, I think it's okay to say this. A number of months ago, I was urged to sign up for the app Nextdoor. I don't know if you know this. It's kind of in your community and find out what's going on. So I did, and shortly thereafter, I asked myself, why did I do that? I mean, it's just, for me, a lot of nonsense. So I did the unsubscribe. Didn't work. A few days later, get another message, unsubscribe. Now I have, Frank, you've got 60-plus unread notifications. And I could hit unsubscribe again or just delete and ignore. Victor Davis Hanson is one of the greatest minds in our country. Let me read a commentary that he shared. It's entitled, The Coup We Never Knew. If you care about this country at all, you will find this not only important, but very insightful. Victor Davis Hanson writes, did someone or something seize control of the United States? What happened to the U.S. border? Where did it go? Who erased it? Why and how did 5 million people enter our country illegally? Did Congress secretly repeal our immigration laws? Did Joe Biden issue an executive order allowing foreign nationals to walk across the border and reside in the United States as they pleased? Since when did money not have to be paid back? Who insisted that the more dollars the federal government printed, the more prosperity would follow? When did America embrace zero interest? Why do we believe $30 trillion in debt is no big deal? When did clean-burning, cheap, and abundant natural gas become the equivalent to dirty coal? How did prized natural gas that had granted America's wishes of energy self-sufficiency, reduced pollution, and inexpensive electricity become almost overnight a pariah fuel whose extraction was a war against nature? Which lawmakers, which laws, which votes of the people declared natural gas development and pipelines near criminal? Was it not against federal law to swarm the homes of Supreme Court justices, to picket and intimidate their households in efforts to affect their rulings? How then with impunity did bullies surround the homes of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Samuel Alito, Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, John Roberts, and Clarence Thomas, furious over a court decision on abortion? How could these mobs so easily throng our justices' homes with placards declaring off with their expletives? Since when did Americans create a government ministry of truth? And on whose orders did the FBI contract private news organizations to censor stories it did not like and writers whom it feared? How did we wake up one morning to new customs of impeaching a president over a phone call, of the Speaker of the House tearing up the State of the Union address on national television, of barring congressional members from serving on their assigned congressional committees? Victor Davis Hanson writes, when did we assume the FBI had the right to subvert the campaign of a candidate it disliked? Was it legal suddenly for one presidential candidate to hire a foreign ex-spy to subvert the campaign of her rival? Was some state or federal law passed that allowed biological males to compete in female sports? Did Congress enact such a law? Did the Supreme Court guarantee that biological male students could shower in gym locker rooms with biological women? Were women ever asked to redefine the very sports they had championed? When did the government pass a law depriving Americans of their freedom during a pandemic? In America, can health officials simply cancel rental contracts or declare loan payments in suspension? How could it become illegal for mom-and-pop stores to sell flowers or shoes during a quarantine, but not so for Walmart or Target? Since when did the people decide that 70% of voters would not cast their ballots on Election Day? Was this revolutionary change the subject of a national debate, a heated congressional session, or the votes of dozens of state legislatures? What happened to election night returns? I have to laugh. That one's a good one. Did the fact that Americans created more electronic ballots and computerized tallies make it take so much longer to tabulate the votes? When did the nation abruptly decide that theft is not a crime, assault not a felony? How can thieves walk out with bags of stolen goods without the wrath of angry shoppers, much less fear of the law? Was there ever a national debate about the terrified flight from Afghanistan? Who planned it and why? What happened to the once trusted FBI? Why almost overnight did its directors decide to mislead Congress, to deceive judges with concocted tales from fake dossiers, or dossiers if you prefer, and with doctored writs? Did Congress pass a law that our federal leaders in the FBI or CIA could lie with impunity under oath? Finally, Victor Davis Hanson writes, who redefined our military? And with those consent, with whose consent? Who proclaimed that our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff could call his Chinese communist counterpart to warn him that America's president was supposedly unstable? Was it always true that retired generals routinely libeled their commander-in-chief as a neo-Nazi, a Mussolini, and an adherent of the tools of Auschwitz? Were Americans ever asked whether their universities could discriminate against their sons and daughters based on their race? How did it become physically dangerous to speak the truth on a campus? Whose idea was it to reboot racial segregation and bias as, quote, theme houses, safe spaces, and diversity? How did that happen in America? How did a virus cancel the Constitution? Did the lockdowns rob us of our sanity? Or was it the woke hysteria that ignited our collective madness? We are beginning to wake up from a nightmare to a country we no longer recognize and from a coup we never knew. Victor Davis Hanson. What do you think about that commentary? 800-222-KABC. 800-222-5222. I know there are some, probably in the majority, it's like, oh, I can't listen to that. It's scary. It's politics. It gets me out of what I try to stay in my comfort zone. There's a lot of information in that commentary that I see as truth. And it seems like we live in a day and age by which we continue to live in the state of either indifference or the 51st state of denial. 800-222-KABC. Maybe for you, that upset you. There were some things in Victor Davis Hanson's commentary that made you very upset. You know, how dare he? Things aren't so bad under the Biden administration. I love reading Joe Biden's tweets, which obviously he doesn't write in the first place. But it's like, everything is good. Everything's getting better. And I'm thinking, what country does this guy live in? Nice Corvette, by the way. way to leave classified documents in the garage. And yet, Donald Trump needs to be held accountable and prosecuted. And maybe you're in the mindset of that was a breath of fresh air. Like, finally, you say, somebody willing to stand for the truth. Because there's many of us that we hold back because there may be a price to pay. Maybe you're someone listening, and we can take your call, 800-222-KABC. Maybe during the pandemic, you were either forced to take the jab or lose your job. And you said, no, I can't do that. I choose not to do that. It's my life. Now, in the aftermath, there are more and more stories that indicate many of those people not only will get remunerated for time loss because they walked away and they supposedly were forced off their job, but in certain news stories, there are many that by law now, through lawsuits, they're going to get their jobs back. But that doesn't make it easy, and that doesn't bring back the last couple of years where many people nearly lost their livelihoods. So, again, I'm interested in your thoughts on Victor Davis Hanson, the coup we never knew. Are you concerned about our country? Is this something that you're losing sleep over? Is this something that maybe you are pushing through your fears and beginning to recognize and read information and literature about some stuff that you need? I mean, look, if this is your country, if you're a United States citizen, on some level, I would hope and pray you would stand up for the tenets of this country. I posted on one of my Facebook accounts. It's a photo of the founding forefathers. And all I wrote was simply, wonder what they'd be thinking if they could see what was going on in our country today. And there's a lot of comments. Last thought, we're in a new year. New year's ahead of us. Are you excited about the year? Do you have trepidation? Are you concerned? Are you grateful to live at a time historically like never seen before? So much is going on. As potentially scary as it is, this is an exciting time to be alive. And do you want to make a difference? If you do, how can you? How do you make a difference? We've got four lines open, 800-222-5222. I'd love to see the board light up. 800-222-KABC. Are you out there? You care about this country. What are you doing? Are you concerned about one particular issue at all? Or do you just say, I give up. What can I do? I'm only one person. I'd love to hear from you. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Our number two is around the corner. We thank you for listening to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC.